Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be beginning shortly. If you do not have a copy of the Maryland Register, we have a couple of copies up here that you can use. Again, we'll be starting shortly.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
Favorite state employee.
So glad that somebody else.
I'm glad you got it.
How you been? Everything well? Never forget.
It breaks radio for you. Thank you. In the light. Trying to wait for a couple.
Thank you.
See a couple. I'm going to begin. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can please have your seats, we're about ready to begin. Good morning and welcome to the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency's public meeting to receive public comments on our proposed sports wagering regulations. According to my advice, it is now past 10 o'clock, so we're going to officially start this meeting. My name is James Butler, and I'm the agency's regulation coordinator. I will be serving as a facilitator for today's meeting. At this point, I would like to take care of a few housekeeping matters. Bathrooms are to my right through those doors. There is no smoking in the auditorium. Smoking is only permitted outside the Montgomery Park area. Please be advised that today's meeting is being broadcast live, the audio feed, and is being recorded by our court reporter. We will make a copy of the audio feed available on our website at the conclusion of today's meeting. As I mentioned, my name is James Butler and I was serving as a facilitator. For today's meeting, with me are various members of the agency, and at this time, if they will introduce themselves from record, starting.
Hi, I'm Jim Nielsen. I'm the Deputy Director and Chief Operating Officer.
I'm Jim Loeb, Managing Director of Gaming.
John Mooney, Managing Director for Regulatory Oversight.
Holly Sitko, Assistant Attorney General, Principal Counsel here.
And my name is James Butler, Managing Director of Organizational Compliance. In my capacity as facilitator for today's meeting, I'm acting on behalf of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Commission with regard to gathering comments from the public on the proposed regulations. I will be reporting back to the commission on all comments received at today's meetings, as well as those comments that are received through our online portal and through the United States Mail. The purpose of the public meeting is to provide you, the members of the public, with an opportunity to comment on the agency's proposed regulations, which the agency seeks to promulgate in the Code of Maryland regulations. The proposed regulations at issue are Title 36, Subtitle 10, Chapters 1 through 18, and they were published in the Maryland Register on August 27, 2021, in Volume 48, Issue 18, pages 718 through 781. Just to let you know, the emergency regulations are published already in the Code of Maryland Regulations. So if you go to COMAR, you can actually see a copy of these proposed regulations. They're in emergency effect at the present moment in COMAR. As of 9 o'clock today, the agency has received numerous comments. And if you've already submitted or will submit written comments today, please refrain from providing oral testimony on what has been or what will be submitted in writing, as you will only be repeating what has been written, or and it may not be useful to the commission. Also, if someone has covered an area to your satisfaction, please refrain from repeating the same comments. Neither I nor any member of this dais will be responding orally or in writing to any oral or written comments submitted today. Again, my role is to gather comments received and present those comments to the commission so that it may take those comments under advisement and decide what, if any, amendments are needed to a proposed regulation. Also, please be advised that the agency's public meetings are subject to the open meetings regulation found in COMAR 3601-0203. No disruptive conduct or activity. Please, public testimony will be limited to 3 minutes for each regulation. We have a timer here. Once the timer gets down to 30 seconds, that will give you your indication that your time is expiring. You have 3 minutes for each regulation that you want to testify on. The public and the media may record this meeting, but only if the recording device is operated in a way that makes it obvious that the session is being recorded or filmed from the individual seat or a fixed location, does not interfere with another person's observation or participation in today's meeting. A recording made by a member of the public or any transcript derived therefrom is not considered a part of the official meeting from today. There are 63 pages of regulation. I will be starting on page 721 of the Maryland Register with Chapter 01, and then ask if there are any comments on Regulation 01. Please come to the podium, state your name and organization, direct us to the reference that you would like to comment on in that proposed regulation, and then I will move on to Regulation 02 after all comments are received in Regulation 01, and so forth. Again, after receiving comments on 01, I will move to 02, found on page 726. I will conclude with Chapter 18 at the end. Proceeding in this fashion will help the commission understand the specific public comments pertaining to each regulation in a logical and organized format. Thank you in advance for understanding and acknowledging today's meeting process. We appreciate everyone's attendance at today's meeting and your comments on the proposed regulations. With that said, let's get started. This mic does not want to participate. Try that, see if that works. Okay. Page 721 of the Maryland Register, subtitle 10, 361001. 01 scope. Are there any comments on 01 regulation 01? Let the record reflect there are no comments on regulation 01. Regulation 02 definitions. Any comments on regulation 02? Let the record reflect there are no comments on regulation 02. Moving to Chapter 2, and that is found on page 726, Regulation 01, scope. Are there any comments? No comments received on Regulation 01, scope. Regulation 02, general. There are no comments on Regulation O2. Regulation O3, process. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation O3. Regulation O4, personnel and background information. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation O4. Regulation O5, information for background investigations. Let the record reflect no comments on O5. Regulation O6, consent for investigation. Let the record reflect there are no comments on O6. Regulation O7, organizational documents. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 07. Regulation 08, ownership of applicant. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 08. Regulation 09, directors, officers, and partners. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 09. Regulation 10, principal entity. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 10. Regulation 11, outside interests. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 11. Regulation 12, alternative licensing standards. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 12. Regulation 13, exemption or waiver of licensing or license requirement. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 13. Regulation 14, bonds. Let the record, oh, we have a, please proceed to the podium. State your name and organization.
Quest Meeks, and I am senior counsel in the Office of the Commissioner of Major League Baseball. So I will try to be mindful of the managing director's admonishment not to repeat what we plan to submit in written testimony. I just want to highlight that the Major League Baseball, as well as the NBA, Major League Baseball, as well as the NBA, PGA Tour, and NFL are in strong support of the Commission's inclusion of an official league data requirement. As the Commission and agency likely know, this is consistent with the trend of laws being passed and regulations being passed across the country. And from the view of sports leagues, this is a consumer protection issue. And it's one of the issues that we advocate for in what we call our integrity toolkit, which helps us protect the integrity of our games, which is instrumental and foundational to the agency, the commissions, and sportsbook interest in protecting the betting markets. And so in addition, as we'll highlight in the letter, but I will not go in detail, and I'll save that for our letter, we also advocate for an opportunity to discuss with the agency, particularly risky bet types, and that would be per sports governing body. So there are things that we are going to see from the data that we collect regarding baseball that will highlight to us that, you know, I'm throwing out examples, bets on the first pitch are a particularly risky bet type, and we would like the opportunity to be able to come to the agency and discuss that. Second, we'd like to support or request a requirement that sportsbook operators cooperate with sports betting or sports governing bodies investigations. At the commissioner's office, I'm responsible for all things sports betting related that are internal integrity policies, government relations, but also investigations. And so we have a number of matters that we're working on and looking into, and cooperation with our investigations is paramount to our ability to, again, help protect the integrity of baseball. And finally, as we'll highlight in more detail in our written submission, we'd like that the agency require sportsbook operators to report certain information to us directly. So any information that sportsbook operators receive regarding efforts to match fix or otherwise corrupt our games, it's not only helpful for them to report that information to the agency, but to get a direct report of that information to the sports governing body, because speaking for example, Major League Baseball in particular, we have a very well built out and robust internal investigating team. And so we will, without haste, follow up on any information that's provided to us. And so I want to thank you guys for what you're doing and also for the opportunity to participate in this process as an important stakeholder. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Also, if you have business cards after you make your comments, If you have them, please give them to the court reporter who will help in spelling your name correctly. We will now move to page 730. Are there any additional comments on Regulation 14 bonds? Moving to Chapter 3, found on page 731, all applicants and licenses, qualifications, and requirements. Regulation 01, scope. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, qualification requirements. Let the record reflect there are no comments on qualifications. Regulation 03, process for issuing a license, all applicants. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, ongoing requirements and continuing obligation for all licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, license terms. Let the record reflect there are no comments on license term on Regulation 05. License 6, license renewal fee. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. We will now be turning to page 732 in the Maryland Register, Chapter 4, specific requirements for sports wagering facility licensees. Regulation 01, general. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, process for obtaining a sports wagering facility license. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, Class A1 sports wagering facility license. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, Class A2 sports wagering facility license. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, Class B1 sports wagering facility license. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 06, Class B2 sports wagering facility license. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. Regulation 07, Class B1 and B2 sports wagering facility licenses. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 07. Regulation 08, in-person wagering at sports wagering facilities. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 08. Regulation 09, ongoing requirement for all sports wagering facility licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 09. Ongoing requirements for all sports wagering facility licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 09. Regulation 10, video lottery operators as sports wagering facility operators. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 10. Regulation 11, minority business enterprise participation goals and reporting requirements. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 11. Regulation, oops. You have a comment? Okay.
About to get these numbers straight.
Okay. Thank you.
Emmanuel Bailey, CEO of ESC. With respect to
Mr. Bailey, if you can take down your mask, I'm sure I'll hear you.
With respect to 3610.04.11D, minority business enterprise participation goals reporting requirements. Now, this is on page 735. I think you mentioned page 732.
Okay. That's where we started from. But go ahead, proceed.
Okay. And this is with respect to the requirement for Class A1 A2, B1, and B2 licensed applicants to provide proposed MBE participation plans with their license applications. The way that the legislation reads right now is that the applicant can provide that proposed MBE plan on or before 6 months after they submit their application. I think this is problematic. The rationale for the adoption of this change is very straightforward and clear. The sports wagering application process requires a submission of detailed and comprehensive operational, financial plans that must be detailed prior to the submission of their application. So the notion that an applicant, and really it's not fair to the applicant, to have to unwind all of that 6 months after they have submitted their license will be difficult at best. I don't think that speaks to the spirit of the goals of the legislature. I noticed that Delegate Daryl Barnes is here. I know that he supports this. So I would ask the commission to rethink that process and to require applicants to submit their MBE inclusion plans at licensure when they provide their application. Second issue I want to address is that I would ask the commission to consider the adoption of a different class of license. And that license would allow a certified MBE with 51% MBE equity ownership to provide SSBTs, which are self-service betting terminals, throughout the states. They would still be attended to the same requirements for any license provider or operator, but that would allow them to provide that technology through restaurants and bars and social settings throughout the state of Maryland. And I think that would go a long way to including MBEs in this landmark legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Braley. Are there any additional comments on Regulation 11, Minority Business Enterprise Participation Goals and Reporting Requirements? Delegate Barnes.
It's good to see you today.
Good to see you as well.
And I wasn't going to come up, but since my name was invoked, I figured I'd come up. And I just want to piggyback off of what Mr. Bailey just stated, that the intent of the bill is clearly defined, in which we want to try to maximize off of minority participation. I think as it reads, that larger companies has the intent to include minority participation, but there should be strong emphasis on minority participation within this regulation. The whole intent of the bill was to talk about equity and inclusion, and that was forthright from what we started with in the legislature. So I just wanted to make sure that that is duly noted for the record, that our intent is for greater participation for minorities within the sports betting industry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, agency representatives. Thank you for facilitating this comment session.
Could you state your name and organization for the record?
My name is Paul Hannon, Senior Vice President of PointsBet USA. We're a global sports betting operator in the space in 7 states in the U.S. to date. I am here on behalf of our partnership with the Riverboat on the Potomac, Tony Jones standing next to me, a longtime licensed lottery retailer and off-track betting facility in the state of Maryland on the Potomac there. And you know, one of the 17 listed locations in the statute. In the spirit of the law, we would ask the commission to consider a formal rule along the lines of minority participation, as has been stated here just recently, which outlines a requirement for all qualified entities of the 17 listed to be afforded the opportunity to launch in unison on an equal starting line, mobile operations. This is for online operations in particular. This would not allow for any unfair advantage to any approved operator and provide equal treatment under the law, including for minority business enterprises, again, in the spirit of the law as passed. So thank you for that consideration.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Barriano, have a comment on Regulation 11.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bruce Barriano here on behalf of Long Shots. Off-track betting facility.
There you go.
Just briefly, I want to piggyback on what Chairman Barnes indicated. Long Shots is a female-owned and operated facility. And when we talk about equity and inclusion, we're talking about ownership, not subcontracts, not employment, but ownership. And would really hope that the commission, as to people of color and as to women-owned businesses, would really focus on that, because I think, as Chairman Barnes indicated, that was a very strong intent and part of this legislation, respectfully, in terms of ownership, not just, you know, some people are misinterpreting equity, some people are misinterpreting inclusion. I think its intent is ownership. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. My name is Gwen McCall, and I'm with BetOn Maryland, Minority Equity Partner. My comment today is about the award of licenses. I wanted to make a comment about what happened in Virginia when the Virginia State decided to allow one particular operator a license, a mobile license, ahead of all the other applicants that were applying for a mobile license. And when you look at the revenue that's generated in Virginia with respect to that, the $1 billion, 50% of that went to that operator that got its license before the other operators. I am asking that the state of Maryland consider that brick and mortar facilities are allowed to go ahead and apply for the A1, A2, B1, B2 sports wagering license, but the online Class C licenses should all be awarded at the same time. By virtue of them being a brick and mortar facility, they can apply for the A1 and the A1, A2, B1, B2, but all Class C licenses should be issued at the same time. Because if you give the brick and mortar facilities the opportunity to apply for the online license and move forward before all of the other mobile licenses, that deters the larger operators from partnering with minority equity, from partnering with minorities, because there's no longer an incentive to do that. The reason in the legislation that they're actually doing that, a lot of them, is because they're going to get an opportunity to be first to market. But if that's not allowed, that's going to be problematic for minorities. And also, if you allow the brick and mortar individuals that the equity partners that partner with them, if you allow them to get a Class C license first, that's given an unfair advantage to all the other online mobile applicants that will apply later. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any additional comments on Regulation 11, Minority Business Enterprise Participation Goals and Reporting Requirements? Seeing none, we'll move to page 735, Chapter 5, Specific Requirements for Mobile Sports Wagering Licenses. Regulation 01, General. Let the record reflect. No comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, Process for Obtaining a Mobile Sports Wagering License. Let the record reflect. There are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, In-State Wagering Through a Mobile Sports Wagering Licensee. Let the record reflect. There are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, Ongoing Requirements for a Mobile Sports Wagering Licensee. Let the record reflect, there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, Minority Business Enterprise Participation Goals and Reporting Requirements. Let the record reflect, there are no comments on Regulation 05. Turning to page 737 of the Maryland Register, Chapter 6, Specific Requirements for Other Licenses Required for Sports Wagering. Regulation 01, Scope. Let the record reflect, there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, Online Sports Wagering Operator License. Let the record reflect, there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, Sports Wagering Facility Operator License. Let the record reflect, there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, Sports Wagering Contractor Licenses. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, sports wagering employee licenses. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 06, employment of a sports wagering employee. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. Regulation 07, restriction on wagering. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 07. Regulation 08, renewals. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 08. Regulation 09, temporary sports wagering employee license. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 09. Regulation 10, identification cards for sports wagering employees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 10. And Regulation 11, sports wagering vendor registration and certification. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 11. Turning now to page 744 of the Maryland Register, Chapter 7, License Denial Procedures. Regulation 01, applicability. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, sports wagering contractors and sports wagering employees. Let the record reflect there are no comments in Regulation 02. Regulation 03, sports wagering facility license, sports wagering facility operator license, mobile sports wagering license, or mobile or online sports wagering operator license. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, reconsideration process. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, hearings. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. And Regulation 06, petition for judicial review. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. We're now going to be turning to page 745 of the Maryland Register, Chapter 08, enforcement. Regulation 01, general. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, violations. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, notice of violation. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, corrective action plan. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, settlement. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 06, recommended sanction. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. Regulation 07, emergency suspension. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 07. Regulation 08, hearings. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 08. Regulation 09, petition for judicial review. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 09. Regulation 10, imposition of sanctions. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 10. Regulation 11, commission action. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 11. Turning now to page 747 of the Maryland Register, Chapter 09, unannounced inspections. Regulation 01, general. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, inspections. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, records and reports. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Turning now to page 748 of the Maryland Register, Chapter 10, enforcement of voluntary exclusion program. Regulation 01, enforcement. Please don't forget to mute your films. Thank you. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, Responsible Gaming Plan. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, Requirements. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Now turning our attention to page 750 of the Maryland Register. And this is going to be Chapter 11, Mandatory Exclusion. Regulation 01, Definition. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, General. Let the record reflect there are no comments on 02. Regulation 03, Prohibitions. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, Mandatory Exclusion List. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, Inclusion on Mandatory Exclusion List. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 06, Removal from Mandatory Exclusion List. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. Regulation 07, Judicial Review. Let the record reflect no comments on Regulation 07. Regulation 08, Enforcement. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 08. Regulation 09, Sports Wagering Licensees Mandatory Exclusion Plan. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 09. We're now going to be turning to page 752 of the Maryland Register, Chapter 12, Collection of Taxes, Fees, and Penalties. Regulation 01, General. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, Definitions. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, Obligation to Pay. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, Collection of Deposit of Payments. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. We're now turning to page 753 of the Maryland Register. Chapter 13, Sports Wagering Licensee Minimum Internal Control Standards. Regulation 01, Accounting Records. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, Forms and Documents. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, Content of Internal Controls. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, Review of Internal Controls. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, Standard Financial and Statistical Reports. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 06, Annual Audit and Other Regulatory Reports. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. Regulation 07, Record Retention. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 07. Regulation 08, Complementary Services. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 08. Regulation 09, Table of Organization. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 09. Regulation 10, Surveillance System Design Standards for Class A and Class B1 Sports Wagering Facility Licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 10. Regulation 11, Surveillance Department operating procedures for Class A and Class B1 sports wagering facility licensees. Let the record reflect that no comments on Regulation 11. Regulation 12, Surveillance Department Minimum Staffing for Class A and Class B1 Sports Wagering Facility Licensees. Let the record reflect that no comments on Regulation 12. Regulation 13, Surveillance System Design Standards for Class B Sports Wagering Facility Licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 13. Regulation 14, Surveillance Department Operating Procedures for Class B Sports Wagering Facility Licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 14. Regulation 15, Surveillance System Design Standards for Mobile Sports Wagering Licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 15. Regulation 16, Surveillance Department Operating Procedures for Mobile Sports Wagering Licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 16. Regulation 17, Security Department Operating Procedures for Class A and Class B1 Sports Wagering Facility Licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 17. Regulation 18, Security Department Minimum Staffing for Class A and Class B1 Sports Wagering Facility Licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments for Regulation 18. Regulation 19, Security Department Operating Procedures for Class B Sports Wagering Facility Licensees. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 19. Regulation 20, Internal Audit Department Standards. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 20. Regulation 21, Access to Sports Wagering Systems. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 21. Regulation 22, Cashier's Cage Design Standards. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 22. Regulation 23, Accounting Controls for Cashier's Cage. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 23. Regulation 24, Checks Accepted from a Bettor. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 24. Regulation 25, Wire Transfers. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 25. Regulation 26, Cash Equivalents. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 26. Regulation 27, Bettor Deposits. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 27. Regulation 28, Use of Credit. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 28. Regulation 29, Bettor Tracking System. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 29. Regulation 30, Sports Wagering Tickets. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 30. Regulation 31, Ticket Redemption Unit. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 31. Regulation 32, Wager Payouts. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 32. Regulation 33, Access to Bill Validators, Cash Storage and Drop Boxes. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 33. Regulation 34, Collection of Cash Storage and Drop Boxes. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 34. Regulation 35, Count Room Design Standards. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 36, Accounting Controls for Count Room. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 36. Regulation 37, Bettor Complaints. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 37. Regulation 38, acceptance of tips and gratuities. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 38. Regulation 39, promotional play. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 39. Regulation 40, security of funds and data. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 40. Regulation 41, consumer protection. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 41. Regulation 42, house rules. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 42. Regulation 43, predatory marketing prohibited. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 43. Regulation 44, underage wagering prohibited. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 44. Now we're going to move to page 773 of the Maryland Register, Chapter 14, Sports Wagering Requirements and Limitations. Regulation 01, authorized wagers.
Wes Meeks, Major League Baseball. I will be super brief this time. My apologies to, the agency for jumping up much earlier and out of turn. So just want to highlight that this is the regulation that we were referencing that includes the official league data requirement, just so that it's clear for the public record. And we're in full support of it as our formal coalition members, NBA and the PGA Tour. And although NFL is not in a formalized coalition with us, I know that they also support official league data requirements. Thank you.
Thank you.
I apologize, Bruce Berriano for long shots. I don't know if it's on the previous one you discussed in terms of limitations of age on sports betting or if it's later on, but presently under the procedures with off-track betting parlors like long shots, adults come in with their children. They may be young people. They're obviously not participating in any way, not only with the off-track betting, but even the lottery activities that we have in that facility. But I don't know if it's in here or later on, and I apologize if I'm premature, but there seems to be a recommendation of limiting any minors from physically being in the room in the facility. And when you have a facility like an off-track betting parlor, not just my clients, but I'm sure others where presently they can be in the room with their parents, obviously. They're not participating in lottery activities. They're not participating in off-track betting. But, you know, the adults come in and they may be in a stroller. They may, you know, be in a minor and maybe in a game room next door. There needs to be some flexibility there. We're not talking about casinos. These are places where currently brick and mortar places where there are minors currently in these rooms. And that needs to be recognized as a uniqueness there. And there's not been any problems that I know of. Some flexibility there and not a complete ban. Thank you very much. Again, I don't know if I'm premature, if there was another regulation that takes that up, but I obviously will not stand up at that time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are there any additional comments on Chapter 14, Regulation 01, authorized wagers from page 773? Hearing none. Moving to Regulation 02. Commission approval of specific bet types. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, prohibited wagers. Let the record reflect There are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, limits on accepting wagers. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, funding wagers. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 06, reserve. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. And Regulation 07, complaint by an interested party.
Quest Meeks, Major League Baseball. So I'll just highlight that when I spoke earlier about the opportunity to discuss particularly risky bet types, that is included in the proposed regulations, and we'll submit something just to highlight that we think that there needs to be a process for a more expedited approach if something is going to occur sooner than 15 days. I'll also highlight that we will propose a new regulation 08 that will include the other provisions from the integrity toolkit that I spoke about earlier, and that would be the requirement of direct notification to sports leagues of suspicious betting activity. So if a sports book gets any indication or information reflecting that someone may be engaged in match fixing, we'd like to know that as soon as possible. And then also under this new 08 provision, the requirement that sports books cooperate with sports leagues integrity investigations. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any additional comments on Regulation 07, complaint by an interested party? Seeing none, we will now move to page 776 of the Maryland Register. This is Chapter 15, Sports Wagering Licensee Facility Standards. Regulation 01, applicability. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, hours of operation. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, facility design standards. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, sports wagering facility plan. Mr. Barriano.
Sorry to keep popping up. I'm not trying to be difficult.
No problem.
Again, I guess the overall point I'm trying to make respectfully is that as you look at these regulations, look at the off-track betting parlors, not just my client, very specially and very clearly, because you have operations that are in operation as we speak and for quite a while, where there are lottery activities as well as off-track betting. And if I read this proposed regulation correctly, you're requiring a cage. There are no cages in the off-track betting facilities right now. There's no need for a cage. This is not a casino. I know that's applicable in that instance. But all of these requirements have an economic impact in terms of building and modification. The current operation, I know in my client of off-track betting and the lottery activities, is really been very safe and secure and with no problems. And just some of these, the requirement of a cage, like I said, on the age, they just don't fit in with the current operations that are proceeding very smoothly and accurately and very legitimately. So I ask you remembering that and keeping that sensitive and respectfully being a little more flexible as to distinguishing those types of brick and mortar, that is the off-track betting facilities. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mariano. Are there any additional comments on that particular regulation? Seeing none, we will now move to, I think we stopped at page 777. This is Chapter 16, wagering using online, web-based, or mobile applications. Regulation 01, general. Regulation, seeing, are there any comments on Regulation 01? Seeing none, moving to Regulation 02, one website. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, geolocation requirements. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, periodic review of systems. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, age verification. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 06, security mechanism. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 06. Now we are on, still on page 777 of the Maryland Register, Chapter 17, sports wagering equipment. Regulation 01, registration. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, testing. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, request for authorization. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. And our last chapter is Chapter 18, which is found on page 778 of the Maryland Register. Regulation 01, general. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 01. Regulation 02, definition. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 02. Regulation 03, sports wagering platform requirements. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 03. Regulation 04, geolocation systems. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 04. Regulation 05, better accounts. Let the record reflect there are no comments on Regulation 05. Regulation 06, information security. Let the record reflect that there are no comments on, I have one.
Good morning, my name is Josh Pearl. I'm with Penn Sports Interactive, an online wholly owned subsidiary of Penn National Gaming. We just wanted to thank the agency for the opportunity to comment on the rules in general. We believe they are a great place to start. We will be submitting our comments written, but in light of the guidance issued earlier today, we will be going with that approach. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any outstanding comments that you have? Feel free to state them now, forever hold your peace. Again, on behalf of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency and the Commission, I thank you for attending today's public meeting on the proposed sports wagering regulations. Please remember that the public comment period ends on Monday, September 27th. My goal is to have all comments prepared for the Commission's review by October 10th so that the final action on these proposed regulations can get published in the October 22nd edition of the Maryland Register. This concludes today's meeting. Thank you.